Right now, sock talk on the ticket.
Yeah, and this got us going a few weeks ago when the Soroy brothers broke it to us that they feel you don't need socks even if you're wearing dress shoes. Insane. Cash Soroy throws down the look, and I've seen this from a number of dudes. They'll wear the dress shoe and no sock.
It's a terrible look. You can wear a loafer, like a dress loafer, with no sock, but once you get into the category of dress shoe, something that has laces or something that has some sort of metal hardware on it, like he had that day.
he had a pilgrim shoe on.
You absolutely have to wear a sock with that.
How ridiculous do you look when your pants ride up, you're wearing a suit.
Terrible.
And you have black dress shoes, and your hairy leg is sticking out
some,
there.
Some guys think that's rolling.
That looks terrible.
I think it looks bad, too. Yeah, I think you definitely need a sock.
June Jones is one of those guys.
He doesn't wear socks?
Hardly ever that I'm aware of. I think it's an island thing with him from his days in Hawaii.
It is kind of a Hawaiian thing or a Florida thing.
Uh-huh, maybe, with the Soroy's.
It's pronounced Island, isn't it?
Island.
It's Island.
I'm confident in that.
Okay, so we're all in agreement that you need a sock. Let me ask you this. How many do you have in your sock rotation?
Dress socks or?
Both.
Oh, man. I bet in my sock drawer, I bet I've got, there's no telling, 60 pairs of socks?
Wow. Whoa. Hey, I have two locations for socks in my dresser.
I do, too.
Because I've got, like, you know, the little
the white socks
cabinet.
And then the black socks. Yeah.
Correct. The small cabinet kind of armoire, and in there is where I have white socks stacked up, but I have a drawer that has black and brown socks in it.
Junior, you may be over-socked. Of course, now you go through a lot of socks with all, you know, your running and cycling and stuff like that. So,
yeah, like I've got
60 pairs, really.
I've got probably, there's no telling. I bet I've got more than that. I've got a bunch of cycling socks. I got a bunch of running socks. I fly through those. I've got golf socks.
Mm-hmm.
I've got just regular, like, athletic socks, I guess you would call it. Right there, I bet I've got 30 to 40 pairs.
Wow.
And then I've got winter socks, you know, like skiing socks or winter boot socks, maybe wool socks. And then I've got probably 10 pairs of dress socks, maybe, you know, two or three blue, two or three black. Different colors.
I probably got the same amount of dress socks. I run into the problem with a household full of sons. I lose socks more than the average dude because they steal them. They steal my dress socks. They steal my my athletic socks. And I also get called for a sock foul that I wanted to throw out. If you are wearing shorts and tennis shoes, what sort of sock do you wear?
It should be the lowest sock possible.
Ankle sock.
Yeah. The ankle sock.
Yeah. Or what about the sock that appears you're wearing no sock?
That's
what do you call that?
Too.
Fine.
Below the ankle sock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, low cut or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
You shouldn't wear tube socks.
Well,
or even a crew. I think the crew sock might look worse than the tube sock. Yeah.
What's wrong with the crew sock or the tall sock that you push down?
You look no.
No.
Nothing's wrong with
that. That's bad.
George.
That was okay for Pistol Pete Maravich in the 60s.
We all know that the high sock is bad.
Why do you want to have that with bunch sock all around your ankle?
Yeah, just get a little ankle sock.
Well, because they've stolen all my little ankle socks, so sometimes all I have is the long sock, and you got to push them down, but then I get called for a sock foul.
Yeah, I don't know. Go steal their socks, then.
Why did we do the bunch sock? Why did that become a fashion thing?
I don't know, but I
don't want to buy more socks.
That's
why
when I throw
it.
Down that look.
Well, when we were kids, weren't ankle socks just for girls?
That was the thing. I went back to that when in high school, you know, playing
only
golf.
Gave the pom-poms on the back of them.
If I ever wore the, you know, the golf sock, how good is that? And it's because everyone else was wearing the high sock. Or the bunch sock.
And you wore the tube sock with the colored stripes on it.
See, do they still make those? I love those.
I don't know.
The 70s?
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a while. It looks like it's
the one wide stripe in the middle and then two smaller stripes above and below.
If you were a Cowboy fan, you made sure you got two blue with the silver in the middle. Or
that's
if you're a Redskins fan, you had two red with the yellow in the middle.
Hey, that look is still hot on a girl if she's wearing short shorts and wearing the old 70s socks pulled up.
It is. Mm-mm. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
It is.
I don't think so.
There's something Heather Graham Boogie Nights about it, maybe?
Very much so.
I don't know about that.
Thank you for being here, Junior.
Mm, you're welcome.
Ooh, that was a creepy moment.
Now, how long do you ride out sock wearing without washing? You never go back-to-back days,
no.
Do you?
No.
One wearing.
Sometimes I'll even change during the day.
I will, too.
That question leads me to believe that you go multiple days.
Only if it's a dress sock.
No,
I think
no.
You can go 2 days no, back-to-back with a dress no. sock.
On a leather
think,
shoe?
You, no, you've yeah. got a better Ooh. Chance with an athletic sock because there's more material
no,
there
you get to absorb the hell.
But do you think a dress shoe is soaking up anything?
With that
and
leather?
Yeah, but you don't seem to be sweating.
Little,
yeah, your activity is not as much.
And you got that little skinny, thin sock in there? No way.
This worries me that you may also go multiple days without changing underwear.
Yeah. No, that is a rule. You got to change your underwear every
you,
day.
You have to change your socks every single
day. Do you believe
them? But I think if you go dress socks, I think you can go back-to-back days without changing.
Disagree completely.
Pretty
Although,
dicey.
Have you ever done this? And this happened to me a few weeks ago, and I was amazed by this. And it made me wonder, geez, how many days in a row have I worn these socks? For whatever reason, it was a dress sock, and I had to pull it up. And as I pulled it up, I kind of snapped it, and this cloud of dust.
Oh my god!
What is that?
Just powered up from the sock. It's like, holy cow! A sock can hold that much dust.
Wow!
And how many?
Well,
I think it's only the
it.
Second day.
Uh-uh.
I think it's only the second day. But then I was wearing a pair of socks for the first day. Okay, this is a sock that was supposedly clean. And I did the same thing. I did the dust test on the sock, and it emitted a ton of dust. And I thought, okay, do we get our socks clean enough when we throw on that yacht sock that we have worn, that we've sweated in from exercise, or that we've worn all day long as a dress sock? Do we really get that sock that clean? And how long do you hang on to a pair of socks?
Till they get holes in it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's when you get rid of it, when there's...
And then you
toe
ride it
hole.
Out for about 3 more months after that, and then you finally get rid of it.
Boy, toe hole, I ride out for the day I'm wearing it, and that is it.
Why is that so disturbing?
It cannot
it is.
Take it.
It is so, it just throws you off all day if you got a hole in your sock and you can feel the different
I know.
Texture down there.
It's terrible.
I can ride out a hole in my underwear better than a hole in a sock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Giorgio.
There's a joke in there somewhere. I just couldn't think of it.
I think that you're on to something that you can go multiple days.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it depends on the hellness of the shoe. There's some shoes.
Good clean
shoe. Have you ever had this?
And...
You've ever had one shoe that never gets smelly, and then you have other shoes that seem to immediately turn within a week that you get them.
Yep.
What causes that?
I don't know.
How are some shoes more impervious?
Tennis shoes seem to have the hell foot smell much more than the dress shoe. I don't think I've ever had a dress shoe that I've been afraid to put on. I've had some tennis shoes like, man, I got to get rid of these things.
I've had hell dress shoe, and then I've had other dress shoes that still smell new.
Yeah, and tennis shoes can breathe some at least. A leather dress shoe, there's no breathing in that sucker.
That's why I always aerate them. I put holes all in them. I just take a drill with
That's
a little quarter-inch drill bit and go around it.
How often do you guys walk around in socks only?
Every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I
get slip foot too much in my house.
I get slip foot, and I get really dirty sock, and I don't like having the bottom of my sock black.
You know what's weird, though, is that I will go out of the apartment barefooted, preferable to going out in socks. Now, why is that? I don't want to get the socks dirty. That seems dirtier to me than getting the bottom of my foot dirty.
I don't know, but kids have no fear of running around the neighborhood and just wearing socks, and it used to drive my parents crazy when I did it, and now it drives me crazy when my kids do it. You're going to ruin your socks. Well, you ruin your socks.
Well, like socks are a real short supply or something these days?
Well, I don't know, but it just seems...
The one the kids want, they're expensive. Don't rip
those
up.
They've introduced this new... It's a game changer by Nike. Oh,
Nike Elite socks. Yeah, they're
$14
a pair.
$14 a pair.
What's so elite about them?
They come in different colors, white with a contrasting color, or
they have a weird stripe down the back of it.
The back that, like my kid has them in royal blue, Carolina blue.
Now with more
molecules.
It's a definite
$14
idiocracy.
A pair. You can't go to a youth basketball game without seeing kids wearing them. Almost everybody.
So it's a status deal. It's not really a game changer as far as sock technology.
Nah, they're just cool looking.
Convinced them.
Yeah. But boy, what a markup that is.
Mm-hmm. P1 Cole says the typical human foot sweats 1 cup a day change them.
Oh, that is not true.
Is that all?
I bet
that
it
makes
is.
You think that you
one cup
get disposable socks.
And you know what tells me a lot about dirty socks is that my dog will have nothing to do with a clean sock. But you leave a dirty sock laying on the floor, he is going to pick that up in his mouth and chew on it all day.
Mm-hmm. I do love the sock.
Change,
what does that tell you? About
but not
it?
Clean socks, only dirty.
Yeah.
Change your socks, George.
I do.
Every day.
Unless it's the dress sock and I don't sweat much, I think you could go the extra day with
it. If I wear the socks 10 minutes, they're dirty. Change.
I'm just impressed that Junior has almost 60 pair of socks. I am so undersocked, I think.
There's something girl-like about that.
Yeah,
you guys want to come over and check out my sock collection?
Yeah, I'm impressed by that.
Boy, I'm finding all sorts of research that says the foot does sweat one cup a day.
There's no way. Even if you're not exercising or anything, you're just going through your day of walking?
You would be leaving a snail trail behind you as you walked through the workplace.
It's everywhere. Look into it.
It's not everywhere.
By the way some of my shoes smell, I would believe that.
A pair of feet have 250,000 sweat glands.
Kick ass.
And produce 8 ounces of sweat in one day.
And see, that goes back to you definitely need the sock as some sort of buffer between your foot and your shoe.
Hey, I believe it, because the thing that gets warmest at night for me are my feet. I wake up, and if anything's sweating, it's my feet. And it's not, you know, it's not going to be like you're wringing a sponge and all 8 ounces come out at once. It's over 24 hours. But I believe that. So change them.
Chicken foot.
Chicken foot?
What's that?
I think it's a band.
All right, 836 on Sports.